Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff of the week, and I'm excited for this one. I'm just going to tell you, I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. Hopefully you are. Maybe you're listening to this on an early Monday morning. You had a cold workout or something like that. This is going to get you fired up, okay? So we're in the book of Joshua this week, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, just looking at just one verse, verse 9. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Woo, and I don't know about you guys, but that just gets me fired up just reading that. So let's go. So we need to, first of all, understand when we read God's word, we need to know where this stuff is. And I don't want to take it for granted. So we need to know, where is the book of Joshua? So this is Old Testament, okay? But it's the sixth book of the Bible. So you only need to go towards the beginning, towards the front of your Bible. So it's after Deuteronomy, it's before Judges. And to kind of get us up to speed of what's going on, this is taking place right after the death of Moses. Okay. So he had just led the Israelites out of Egypt, right? And they spent the last 40 years just wandering around the desert, right? Because of their hearts. And now it's time to take action. And guess what? Joshua was called to step up. This is a pretty daunting task. Just think about it at this time, because many that the people that he was leading, they were looking back to the way Moses led them, and they were concerned, because their leader was gone. And I was studying with some things from Dr. Tony Evans, and he says that we should appreciate the good and learn from the bad. But in the walk of faith, you can't live with your eyes on the rear view. You have to face forward. And that just hits me between the eyes. You know, we don't want to forget, but we can't live there either. We need to remember, but we have to face forward. We have to take those steps of obedience. And what Joshua needed right here was for them to look at what was promised to come ahead and not sink into the fear, you know, and the depression that would hold them back. And he received this powerful word of God that we just read. And it ends with this verse that we're looking at today. So now let's see how we can simplify and apply this to our life. And really move this more from head knowledge to heart knowledge. Okay. Notice how it starts off. God is commanding. Have I not commanded you? So this isn't a request, or, hey, when you get time, could you consider this? No, this is a straight up commandment. And when God lays down a commandment, guess what? You better take some steps of obedience, because you need to make sure you're walking down his path. He's not just giving you a recommendation here. There's a difference between a recommendation and a commandment. A recommendation is, you might want to think about it. A commandment is, you better do this. And he's telling him, I need you I am commanding you to take some action. Then the next part of verse is where we see what he's commanding him to do. be strong and courageous. Notice he didn't tell him everything's going to be okay. He didn't lie to him. And as believers who are striving to be effective leaders, you got to face the reality that your path is going to be difficult. It just is. I wish it wasn't that way, but it's going to be difficult, right? You're going to have different types of trials and tribulations and persecutions. That's just the way it is. Now, everybody's trials are going to vary, right? My difficulties may not be as difficult as hard as yours, or mine may be worse than yours, right? Everybody's going to vary. And no doubt there's going to be the believers out there, God bless their ministries, who just have it easy all the time. You know, I'm thinking about a family now. Everybody's going around the room talking about the different struggles we all have in our families. And they got to this one family and they're saying, no, we're good right now. We're good. Right. So everybody has different levels, right? We all have it. But at the same time, we're all battling the evil one. We are. Each and every day, the evil one's coming to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But we need to recognize that attacks are just part of the process. Since the fall, the attacks are just part of the process. And when I start thinking about, you know, that command to be strong, my mind started naturally gravitating to physical strength. Why? Because I'm a guy. That's what I think about. And while that has some merit, you know, we definitely need to have some strength there. There seems to be something deeper that God is commanding here, right? Being strong for a believer, that really means not backing down when the storms come. And we know the storms are going to come, right? And we know the storms are scary. We've had some tough storms here lately, a lot of wind. And they're scary because they're dangerous at times. But notice how what God couples right here with that strong. He says, don't just be strong, but have courage. Be courageous, because I need you to have courage along with your strength. And you can't decouple these things, guys. You can't separate them. You can have all the strength in the world, but unless you don't take any action, you know what you are? You're just a strong scaredy cat. And I'm just being real. And we have a lot of strong scaredy cats out there, right? We have a lot of courageous cats who don't have the strength because they've never put their strength in him. They're trying to do everything on their own. And you have to make sure you bring these together. And the courage that we have is not from our own abilities. The courage we have comes from the confident assurance as believers, because we serve someone who is in charge. And he's in charge of all of it. And he tells us, and he tells Joshua very clearly right here, to shake off that fear. Get that fear out of here. Hold your head high. Remember that I am with you every step of the way. And I don't know about you, but that's some of the most comforting news I can think of. No matter the storm, the trial, the persecution, the flaming arrows that he's throwing at us, no matter the crap that is thrown your way, God is with you always. Don't forget that. There's never, ever a moment that God is surprised. Just not. He's not caught off guard. He's not confused. Never. And that's the guy we serve. He knows you in and out. Well, Chris, I'm not good enough. I have these deficiencies here. You don't think God knows that stuff? I mean, I was just recently teaching on Moses to our children in our church. And you know, when God called Moses and he said, you know what? I need you to go to Egypt and I need you to deliver a message to the Pharaoh. This is not going to be an easy message because Pharaoh's not going to want to hear it. But I'm going to give you some things. He gave him three tricks, right? Three areas. He gave him that stick, that staff that turned into a serpent when it hit the ground, and he picked it up, turned back into a staff. That's pretty cool, right? Then he said, you know what? Put your hand inside your cloak and pull it out, and that thing will be white as a leper. And he put it back in and pull it out, and it'll be regular. So that's another way he could get the attention of the Pharaoh. And then he also said, you know what? You can take this water in the Nile, from the Nile rather, and take the water and pour it on the ground, and that'll be blood. And that right there, that should get his attention. And old Moses was sitting around here. He's, man, I just don't know. I still don't think I can do it, God. He's like, I'm a terrible speaker. I get nervous. I get tongue-tied. I stutter. I can't do this. I can't get in front of Pharaoh and say this stuff. He's like, you know what? I'll take care of this too. I'm going to send Aaron with you. He'll do the talking. You just guide and direct him. So do you think all these things, the inconsistencies, the fears, the trepidation, all the anxiety that Moses had, and all the things that he was telling God, the reasons he couldn't. Do you think God was surprised by any of that? No. Do you think God knew that he was a bad speaker? Yes. Why? Because God made Moses. He knit him together in his mother's womb. He knew everything about Moses, yet he still chose him to do this job. And he's chosen you to do whatever he's called you to do. And each day you don't take that step of obedience, because finally Moses got it in gear. And you know what his butt did? He went to Egypt. And was it easy? No. But was it worthwhile? Yes. Yes. We're not called to easy, guys. We're called to do whatever it is he tells us to do. And while we're doing it, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous. You have to get fear out of your life, and you have to lean in and trust that he is with you always. That's it. That's the best message that I think when I open my Bible, that's what I see. God is always with his people. He just wants you to let him in. Stop bootstrapping it and trying to do it by yourself. Let God speak into your life. Let God guide and direct you. Let God show you the path. And then once you see that, you got to do something. You got to tie those laces. You got to stand up. You got to stand firm. And you got to start moving forward. Now, this may just be, okay, Chris, all I know is he told me to do this one thing. Then know what, doggone it? Go do that one thing. And just let that be it. Because I guarantee if you do that to the best of your ability to honor and glorify God, you know what's going to happen? He's going to tell you what the next thing is. And then you just do that. And next thing you know, you got a snowball. He only gives me one step at a time, I think, because I screw up too much stuff. So he's just going to give me one step. But I'm obedient and taking those steps. Today, what my steps were, record these podcasts. Chris, record these podcasts. Yes, sir, God, I'll do that. Chris, I want you to work on this devotional. Yes, sir, I'm going to do that. Right? And then from there, Chris, I want you to spend some time with your kids. I'm going to do that too. Take those steps of obedience. Be strong. Be courageous. Get that fear out. Okay. All right, guys. So now, question I want you to think about this week. What's stealing a lot of your time on your devices? Because we're going to get technical this week around our devices and how the evil one is stealing, killing, and destroying us, particularly our kids. And we're going to bring in some resources to help you. Okay. So before we wrap up here, if you are listening to The Lion Within Us, first of all, thank you. Couldn't do it without you guys. But if you're listening to us and you can hear my voice and you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you today is your day. You can make the biggest decision you've ever made for your life today. This is the thing we've been talking about being strong and being courageous and getting fear out of our life. You know how that's possible? You replace all that with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to take care of getting that fear out. That Holy Spirit's going to give you that strength. The Holy Spirit's going to give you that confidence. That Holy Spirit's going to guide and direct you. But without the Holy Spirit, you know what you are? You're lost. And the problem is too many people don't even know it. They don't know that they're lost. They don't know that they're blind. They don't know that they're on the highway headed directly toward destruction. And this is what we want to help you with. We need to recognize that each and every one of us, each and every one of us is a sinner, not a mistaker, not somebody who needs a doggone life coach. You need a savior. We all fall short of the glory of God. It tells us that in Romans 3:23. You are a sinner. Every one of us, including me. We all are. Okay. And a sin is anything that separates us from God. And guess what? When you start comparing yourself to other people, yeah, you may look okay, but you start comparing yourself to God. Guess what? We all fail. We just do. Because we're comparing ourselves to the holy God of the universe, and none of us can ever, ever measure up. So then, what do we need to know next? Well, guess what? Jesus came on a rescue mission for you. You sinner. He came for you and me and everyone. So he left heaven, came down here for us, born of a virgin. Performed the miracles, did the teachings, did all the things that was prophesied that he would do. And then he went to the cross and paid the penalty for our sin, the ultimate sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God. He did it all on Calvary. And when he breathed his last, he said, "It is finished, the Tetelestai." It was done, gone. It was done. They laid him in a tomb, but he just rented that thing. He just rented it for 3 days. Then he overcame death. He rose. And that is the difference between who we serve in Jesus Christ and all the other religions of the world, because we serve a risen Savior. He ascended. He's in heaven right now, sitting right hand of the Father, and no one gets there except through him. That's it. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Guys, there is no other way. You can't nice your way in. You can't help old ladies across the street. You can't give to charities. You can't volunteer at your church. You can't go to church. You can't do all the things that you're trying to do to be a good person. You just can't be a good person and get into heaven. It doesn't work that way. Salvation comes through one name. That name is Jesus. And you need to recognize that. And if you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ, you got to recognize at some point, I can't do this. I need something greater. And that something greater comes in a person of the man, the God of Jesus. He is the way of salvation. And it starts by surrendering your life to him. And at that point, when you surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ, you'll have a new heart. The Holy Spirit will come and dwell, give you that new heart. And then you'll be on fire. You'll be doing what he's called you to do. You'll be able to hear and learn and discern what he desires most. So if you're ready to take that step of obedience, let's pray together and let's receive Christ into your life. So Father, for that listener right now who is hearing my words, maybe there's tears rolling down their cheek. I don't know, but they know they need something greater. They know that they can't do this the way they've been doing it. And they know that your way is better. I pray you hear them right now as they surrender their life to you. And just turn it all over to you, God. I pray you put people in their life that will guide and direct them, that will give them wisdom and discernment, that will help them grow. I pray you help them find a local church that will start teaching them the truth. I pray you put people, particularly men, in their life that can speak, godly men, that can speak the truth to them, that can help disciple them on their journey now. And I just pray you just give them a peace that passes all understanding as they make this most important decision they'll ever make in their life right here today. And we pray all this according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, I want to hear from you. Send me an email, chris@thelionwithin.us. Reason is I want to send you a bunch of free resources to get you started because you're in a battle now. You're in a journey. You're going to need some things to get started. Love to hear from you. Love to send you those resources. Want to jump on a call with you. Want to pray with you. Also, we have some guys within the Lion Within Us that can help you get connected with the church. Several guys are very connected within the church communities all over the country. No matter where you're at, let me know. Let's talk so we can get you plugged into a church that's preaching the good news the right way. Okay, we're not talking about prosperity preachers here. We're talking about actual Bible teaching, gospel preaching churches. That's what it's about. Okay. So again, send me an email at chris@thelionwithin.us. And people may wonder, well, Chris, why do you take time every week on the SKO to share the gospel? Because this is our platform for doing the good news of Jesus, what he's called us to do. He's called me specifically to start this podcast and to get out and send a message every week. And you know what? We do this every day within our community at the Lion Within Us. We do a spiritual kickoff, but sharing the gospel, can there be anything greater? Cause you know what? I never know. You just don't. When you do podcasts, you never know who actually listens, but you have some people who tell you, but very rarely do you know who actually listens to your show. But I know one thing. We keep sharing the gospel week in and week out. In this platform, in this way, connecting with guys the way that we're trying to, and hopefully it's working with a lot of you guys. You know what? God can do tremendously more than I can ever imagine. So I'm just going to keep being obedient. He laid it on my heart one day. Hey, why aren't you doing the gospel during SKO? I said, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. Well, why don't you start? Yes, sir. And ever since that day, boom, gospel for every spiritual kickoff. We're just going to share it. We're just going to trust that the Holy Spirit's going to do what he does. You know what? Maybe we just plant a little seed. Maybe you didn't. No one surrendered their life to the Lordship of Christ today. I'll tell you one thing. If you're this far along in the SKO, you're hearing these words, your heart's been pricked. It has. Maybe you are a believer. You just needed that reminder. I'm going to do that for you as well. It's all about serving and being obedient to Christ. So anyway, fellas, come on back. On Wednesday, I promise this is going to be a powerful conversation. A little bit different take. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a little bit different take on how we did this episode. But I think it's impactful. I think it's going to give you some resources to consider as you move forward, particularly as you're leading your family. For you guys who have kids, let's say elementary through middle school, this conversation will give you an eye-opener on some intentional ways you can take action to probably be a better steward of your kids and to serve them better, okay? So check that out. Come on back on Wednesday. Head over to thelionwithin.us. That's don't forget the D. It's T-H-E, lionwithin.us. All our resources are there, guys. 30 days to unleash your lion within. You can join our community, start that your 30-day trial. For those that want to make more ethical business decisions, check out our summit. Fill out your application right there. Love our YouVersion devotionals. We're getting a lot of great feedback on those. We're cranking out YouVersion Devos, guys. I'm telling you. So if you're looking for resources for your small group or discipleship groups or your Sunday school class, whatever it may be, look at our devotionals. We have them broken down with different day structure plans. Lots of guys like that. You can really get through a lot of content pretty quickly. And we just give you insight to how to be the leader God calls you to be. And it's all free right there on the Bible app. Okay. So go check that out. If you haven't given us a rating or review yet, what are you waiting on? We need your ratings and reviews. They make a big difference. Okay. Don't know why the way the platforms work and all that. I can just tell you one thing. The more ratings and reviews that you have, the better, the more that, attention that the people who run these platforms, podcast platforms rather, are going to promote it. Okay. So just ratings and review help big time. And other than that, guys, two things: share it with others, share it with other people, send a text message, and pray. I'm asking specifically for prayers for the Lion Within Us. Now, we've been doing this for a while now, and it's taxing. It's hard. It's difficult. Pray for the Lion. Pray for us to make wise decisions moving forward. Pray for us to figure out what we need to do to serve more people, to help more people, to continue to grow the ministry, to do the things that God's called us to do. Pray for our live events. You know, we have live events coming up. Lots of resources out there. Go to thelionwithin.us. Check out our live events. Pray that we can continue to have the podcast and get the guests and the way God has blessed us there. Pray that we just keep taking those steps of obedience for what he's calling us to. And most importantly, pray that Jesus is honored and glorified in everything that we do. If forever a second that doesn't happen, pray he shuts us down. We want to honor and glorify Jesus with everything. So I just thank you guys so much for listening. I pray you have a wonderful day. If you have prayer requests, love to know what they are. You know my email, send it to me. You want to pray together? It would be an honor. And I'm just being open, honest, transparent, vulnerable, whatever you guys want to call it, whatever the coaches of the day want to call it, right? I'm just being real. I've never brought fake me to this show, and I promise I never will. When I have bad days, you guys know it. When I have good days, I like to tell you about those too. I will tell you this: since starting a lion, there's been a lot of tough days. Not necessarily bad, just tough. But remember, we're not promised easy or better. Right? Or easy rather, but it is better. It is better because we're doing what he's called us to do. Anyway, guys, get after it. Have a great one. Hope you enjoyed this spiritual kickoff. Share it with somebody else. Love to hear from you. Stay strong. See you here on our next episode. And you know what's coming. You know, keep unleashing the lion within. I find it helps me to have a guide at times when I'm reading and studying the Bible. One way that helps me is by using devotionals to guide not only what I read, but insights into the scriptures themselves. So we were blessed to become an author on the YouVersion Bible app, and we saw an immediate opportunity to help others with devotionals around the areas that we spend the most time talking about at The Lion Within Us. So if you enjoy the show, you may enjoy these devos as well. We have some guys that are using them as part of their small groups, as well as they're a great way to get conversations going. So to see the ones that we've created, head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. And that's Y-O-U VERSION to learn more. So that's thelionwithin.us/uversion to get started with your own men's devotional today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on Uversion's Bible app. For those not in the know, Uversion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/uversion to access our devotions on the Uversion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/uversion. That's YOUVERSION. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.